play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome back to Quincy High School. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman, James Noble, our broadcast engineer. And we're ready for Galesburg High School boys basketball from Quincy. And we're going to get this one started pretty much right on time, right on the scheduled early time as we get this underway at about a minute after 6:30. Sophomores won tonight 50-46, and we're ready to go, and we'll talk about Steve's three keys to the game here in just a moment. Silver Streaks will start Nick Fields, Keith Cunningham, Justin Endoff, Quinn Anderson, and Jalen McCants. Quincy, a little bit of a change, especially with Jirell Brock not here as he plays in the Polynesian Bowl tonight in Hawaii. Silver Streaks win the tip wearing the road black. Anderson left side, McCants. Streaks think they have an advantage on the inside, as you heard Mike Reynolds say.
And Quincy in a zone here.
Anderson covered up by Jaden Smith on the left side. Entry pass. Jalen McCants trying to post up. Shot 12 feet away. Missed it. Keith Cunningham with a rebound. Ball on the floor. Comes up with it. Gets fouled. And that might be on the freshman Jeremiah Talton, about whom you talked about in the pregame with head coach Andy Douglas. Three keys here tonight, Steve.
We've talked about consistency all year, but our consistency comes under the category of focus. Keep our focus and concentration, and certainly take advantage, which it looks like we did in this first possession, of a height advantage inside with both Brock being gone and Palmer being out. We've got to be able to get the ball inside and also win the war on the offensive glass. And finally, get off to a good start. This is a great atmosphere. Don't let these fans get into it. Get off to a good start. They've struggled with getting off to good starts. We need to do that here tonight.
Lucas Reese, a 5'11 junior. Adante Kreider, another 5'11 junior. This is Reese with it now, driving in from the left side, cut off, and pulls it back out into the hands of Kreider. Jaden Smith, the leading scorer on the team and the leading three-point shooter in Quincy High School history. He's only 5'9", a senior, and then a sophomore and a freshman. Brady Rupert, 6'1". And the freshman, Talton, about whom we've already discussed. Here's a foul on the inside.
That was on Quinn Anderson on a grab there as he tried to get the ball from the cutter.
On the inbound to the left side, clipping Reese, but he maintains the dribble on the far wing and pulls it back out between the circles, working his way out near half court. To the right side, this is Jaden Smith with it. Dribbling right to left, passes it over to Adante Kreider. Kreider had a big game in the football game back at Van Dyke Field. And here's a travel called as Reese tries to spin in from the top of the arc. And that's the first turnover on the Blue Devils.
And Kreider and Smith are a set of guards that are very good. Athletic, they play with confidence. They can do a lot of things both defensively and offensively.
Silver Streaks up 1-0 on a Keith Cunningham free throw. We're just underway here in the varsity contest. Streaks sophomores 1-4. Fields, left side, Anderson. Left corner, Jalen driving in, cut off, picks up his dribble, skips it up top, Fields. Right corner,
good extra pass there.
Long three off the front of the rim, and Keith Cunningham comes in from the backside going for a rebound, and that's a second foul of the game on Cunningham, just a minute and a half in, and that's going to take away some of the Streak's size advantage on the inside.
That certainly negates that. Now, Eric, as he has done the last couple of games, he's been very good inside in the post. He brings some bulk inside, and let's see if he can pick up where we're going to certainly feel that void with Cunningham.
Reese shoots a three, top of the arc. Ball rattles off.
Good touch
hangs
there.
On the rim and drops through. 3-1 Quincy.
And then they're in their vaunted ball.
recovery from mental and substance use disorders is real.
You can recover.
It's possible. It happens every day.
Never give up on yourself.
Discover hope and help.
I thought I was too far gone. I wasn't.
Join the voices for recovery.
The world is a beautiful place again.
For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Kelly Clarkson, and I've toured the country dozens of times, and there's one thing every state has in common: childhood hunger. The sad truth is that 17 million kids don't know where their next meal is coming from, or if it's even coming at all. Yet there are billions of pounds of surplus food around the country at farms and warehouses that could help end this injustice. But all that food is useless if it doesn't get where it needs to go. That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank. Find out how at feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
WGIL, connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, reminding you that the Nova Singers and Knox College are hosting a residency with famed South African composer Dr. Michael Barrett. Three seminars with Barrett, free and open to the public, will be held January 30th and 31st. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Whether you come home to a crowded city street or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify communities. Learn more at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL with this community reminder. Girls in grades kindergarten through high school are invited to Robo-U, put on by the Girl Scouts, on Saturday, February 23rd at Carl Sandburg College. It's a way to get girls interested in robotics. Deadline to register is February 13th. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Don't miss a thing. Stay connected every hour on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's News.
This is a Fox News alert. The verdict is in. I'm Lee Silicera. Jail time for white former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke for the 2014 shooting death of black teenager Laquan McDonald.
This is a tragedy for both sides. So this is not easy, and I don't expect it to be easy. My findings are an appropriate sentence would be 81 months in the Illinois Department of Corrections, 2 years mandatory supervised release.
Judge Vincent Gaughan, before his sentencing, Van Dyke told the judge the last thing he wanted to do was to shoot McDonald. A jury convicted Van Dyke of second-degree murder and 16 counts of aggravated battery. McDonald was shot 16 times. There could be movement in the 28-day-old government shutdown with a hint in the form of a tweet from President Trump.
Saying, quote, I will be making a major announcement concerning the humanitarian crisis on our southern border and the shutdown tomorrow afternoon, 3 p.m., live from the White House. Nobody at the White House tipping their hand at this point as to what the president might be talking about, but Nancy Pelosi may be glad that she did not head off to Afghanistan, as was planned yesterday with this big announcement that the president has got tomorrow.
Fox's John Roberts at the White House. Earlier today, the White House announced President Trump will sit down again with the leader of North Korea.
President Trump will meet face-to-face with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un late next month for a second nuclear summit. In a statement, White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders saying the president looks forward to meeting with Chairman Kim at a place to be announced at a later date. Sites in Vietnam, Thailand, and even Hawaii have been floated as options for the second summit. Last June, President Trump announced a denuclearization deal with Kim Jong-un at the conclusion of their first summit in Singapore.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you from Quincy. Sorry for the technical issues that we ran into, but I guess that's just kind of the story of coming down to Quincy every now and then. We just always seem to run into that kind of thing. Here, 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Eric Price just launches a long three from up top, just out outside of the arc, and that makes it 13-10, Silver Streaks. But Quincy with a big answer at the other end to go up 15-10.
And Quincy has been extremely aggressive on the offensive end. They've got to the rim a lot, and their press has given us a little bit of fits, and their half-court zone has made us a little bit tentative as well.
Silver Streaks have had to put Keith Cunningham back into the game despite those two fouls. Riley Milan is out there along with Mitchell Sampson and Jalen McCants.
And Nick Fields had to leave the game with two fouls as well.
Price up top. Left corner, McCants. Jalen drives baseline. Found an opening. Floats it up with the right hand, but it rolls off the rim. Rebound on the weak side by Adante Kreider. Driving down the lane. A little bump on Reese and forced him to miss the shot. No foul called, and the Streaks may have gotten a break there. Gelsberg gets the rebound. Here's Cunningham. Pull up. 17-footer left side. Drained it. 15-12. Streaks down by three.
That last possession broke a streak of four straight trips where they scored points from the field.
There's a drive in from the right side. Off-balance shot rolls around the rim and drops off, and the Streaks come up with a rebound. Talton couldn't finish up the shot. Cunningham drives, leaves it off underneath, and a blocking foul. He tried to draw the charge on Cunningham, driving in from the right side of the lane, and that's a foul on Jaden Smith.
And a good call there by official Steve Spivey. We know that Quincy really does a good job taking charges. They've already taken one tonight. That time he didn't get set in time, wasn't in position, got called for the block.
Second foul, team foul on Quincy. Inbound, Sampson, baseline out to Cunningham, right back to Mitchell on the left wing. 15-12 Quincy, 1 minute to go here in the opening quarter. Keith's going to shoot a long three. Left elbow, rattles off the rim. Jalen, offensive rebound, put back, rolls off. Rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Quincy.
Tough one there. I don't know how that stayed out. Good offensive rebound by Jalen. We've got to continue to hit the offensive glass there.
Streaks down three, 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Inbound to Price in the corner. Right back to Jalen down low. Lowers the shoulder and gets called for the offensive foul.
Tough call there.
That'll be his first.
And again, they take charges and they sell the charges. That's so critical to be able to sell that. And when the official, which oftentimes the charge block is one of those flip a coin, you've done your part in terms of that little extra sell, and you can win out a lot, and I think that's what happened there.
Early in the first quarter in the Quad Cities, Moline with a 7-4 lead over Alleman. Pioneers have turned it over four times already in that game. Here the Silver Streaks trail by three, 40 seconds to go opening quarter, and Lucas Reese will walk it across midcourt, and Quincy spreads to the four corners, looking for presumably the last shot of the quarter. It's a high offensive quarter for them, scoring 15 points.
They've been very aggressive. They've really played with a purpose, and they've got to the rim on some drives a number of different times. Their guards are outstanding, and Smith and Kreider being able to do that.
Reese steals a glance at the clock with 20 seconds to go. They continue to play with the ball and the dribble out at half court. Now they start to compress the offense, open things up along the baseline with 10 seconds to go. Nearly batted away by Sampson, but Smith keeps the dribble, and now a travel called on Reese on the outside. And with 4.2 seconds to go, Streaks will inbound it right in the front end of their own bench. And Gelsberg gets Justin Endoff back into the game quickly.
And they had a mismatch there with Kreider on the perimeter on Eric Price there, and they couldn't find it.
Anderson inbound to Eric across midcourt. Squares up for a long three. Shot it quickly. Offensive tip by McCants. And they're going to count the basket right at the buzzer.
Excellent job there on the weak side board, getting that stick back, that tip in there.
And the Streaks go down one at the end of the quarter, 15-14. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
You just crashed your car, had an accident. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Sports.
Quincy with the ball to begin quarter number two, leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks 15-14. Here's a jumper in from the left side. Quincy tried to penetrate. Streaks cut him off. Jalen McCants with the rebound. Galesburg trying to get it lead back. Here's Mitchell Sampson with a drive in from the left side. Tip by McCants won't go. And out comes Quincy with it. Drive into the front court. Jaden Smith squares, steps to the left, misses a three. Rebound tapped out of bounds by Quincy. Streaks get it back.
Much better transition defense that time. We matched up. We found open people there and contested that shot that Smith had wide open there. And again, limiting the one shot with a team rebound there.
Silver Streaks down one. Here's McCants driving in from the left side. Lays it in with a foul. Quincy got there a step too late. And now the Streaks have been the aggressor going for the basket here. And
absolutely.
They take the lead there. At 16-15.
Nice pass by Eric and a good cut to the basket by Jalen. Jalen has a chance tonight to really get on the offensive glass and really rule the offensive glass tonight.
McCants to the free throw line, up and in, and the Streaks lead by two. Jalen with five here early. 17-15 Galesburg as the Streaks have scored the last seven. Down 15-10, now leading 17-15.
And felt we were a little tentative here in terms of our start, and Quincy really had a zip and a hop to their step, and we've righted the ship here a little bit at the beginning of the second period.
Walking across midcourt, Jaden Smith. Sampson will pick him up at the top of the arc, passes it left side to Kreider. Now up top, and Quinn Anderson comes in too late on the head and shoulder fake, gives a body to Lucas Reese. That'll be the first of the game on Quinn. 16 fouls on the Streaks. We're not even a minute into the second quarter.
Yeah, we've committed a number of unforced fouls. That was one there, and they're going to be in the bonus here very soon. And foul shooting, as always, will play a big role here tonight.
Dante Kreider will inbound, left edge of the scoring table. Price will guard the inbound, along with Smith, Reese, Brady Rupert back into the game, and Peyton Nicholson, a 6'2 junior. The only non-starter on the floor for the Blue Devils right now.
Let's continue to get stops. We've got stops the last four trips by Quincy.
Smith up top. Again, leading three-point shooter in Quincy High School history. One of the top five leading scorers in the conference. Here's a block by McCants. Chases down the loose ball. Now Price dives on the floor for it. And we've got a whistle by the officials. We're going to get a foul on a reach-in. I don't see him calling the held ball. Did they call it? They did call the held ball. So Streaks force the turnover there. And Fields comes back into the game. 6:46 to go first half. Two-point Galesburg lead. Fields, Price, Anderson, McCants, and Sampson.
Quincy in the 1-2-2-3 quarter court press here. Again, get the ball reversed. Attack the seams.
Said it was a turnover by Quincy. It was actually the block shot by McCants that produced that loose ball. Fields, right side, Anderson. Quinn drives to the left, pulls up at the top of the arc. Now Price with it. Left corner. Fields tries a quick entry pass. It's stolen away by Talton, the freshman.
And Talton has great length, and you can see he's going to be a good one here.
Up top, Jaden Smith with it. Averaging just over 14 points a game. Tries to work around a screen to the right, passes it into the corner. Talton shoots a three off the back iron. Rebound deflected around, out of bounds off of Quincy. Last touch by Peyton Nicholson. Streaks get it back.
And I'm very, very pleased with how we're getting on the glass. We've got five guys going to the defensive glass and four on the offensive glass here.
Sophomores won tonight in an early start. Streaks break the press. Price up top. Fields now right back to Eric. Left elbow. Long three off the back iron. Rebound deflected out by Sampson into the hands of Fields.
Our sixth rebound of the period.
Here's Jalen in the lane. Head and shoulder fake. Up with the shot. Circles around and drops through. He's got five in the quarter.
That's available all night, Brad.
19-15. Silver Streaks by four. And another shot down low won't go. Price with a rebound. Leading the break. And a reach-in foul called on Adante Kreider. And that'll be two foul shots for Eric Price going to the line. Mike Reynolds looks up at the clock. 5:38 to go for the half. His Streaks have scored the last nine and looking for more here at the free throw line.
And a great, great sequence there and a fine run out there as we got the rebound off the block and took advantage of it. Eric's going to shoot two free throws.
Back-to-back blocks on Quincy for Jalen McCants. And Price knocks down the first free throw.
Eric's been very good here off the bench early, contributed a lot both offensively and defensively.
Well, everything we've read about and studied about with Quincy seems to be playing out here in terms of why they're only 6-9 coming into the Here's a missed shot by Price. Streaks almost got another rebound, but Talton controls it for the Blue Devils. It's a 10-0 run for the Silver Streaks. Heard that Quincy will go into offensive droughts at times, or in the middle of one here.
They are absolutely.
Here's a drive in from the right side, and another block coming over from the weak side by McCants. That's three straight possessions that McCants has a blocked shot.
And I would certainly credit the Silver Streaks defense here. It's been outstanding here in terms of really putting the handcuffs on Quincy defensively here.
On the outside with it, Smith, Jaden Smith, dribbling between, now with the circles. Now to the right side, coming from the low side. Price with a steal, chases it down into the front court, drives
Marvelous
and lays it in.
Marvelous play by Eric, uses his body beautifully to score the layup.
22-15 Silver Streaks on a 12-0 run, and a timeout by the Blue Devils. Just a 30-second timeout with 5:03 to go in the half.
And that's as good a sequence as we've had all year here. We've really been absolutely stifling defensively, and we've converted on steals and missed shots in the running game here and scoring on the other end. And we've done that here four or five trips in a row. Outstanding here and have taken the crowd out of it and certainly put Quincy back on their heels. We need to continue that here. 5 minutes to go here in the second period. We want to keep the heat on them here and try to extend this lead here because we know they have trouble scoring.
Keith Cunningham has two fouls early. Nick Fields, two fouls early. Mike Reynolds has kind of shifted them in and out since Fields picked up the two
done
fouls.
A really good job managing the bench here in foul trouble early because we had both Nick and Keith in foul trouble right off the bat.
Well, and he's spelling the two of them out there at different times, so they're not both on the floor together. But when Cunningham was out, was in, Fields was out, and now they've switched roles, and that's helped steady this team here on the road. Under five to play, first half. Streaks lead by seven. Entry pass to Brady Ruper. Turnaround jumper up and in, and he had a little mismatch over Nick Fields.
And a good decision by Quincy to get the ball inside with a mismatch and Nick having two fouls. It's good basketball acumen there.
Nick with it now. Passes left side. Price steps around his man. Pulls up and hits from 18 feet. And Eric's having a good offensive start to this game. Back to a 7-point Galesburg lead, 24-17. I've already got Price with 10 points in this game.
He's been outstanding off the bench here. Lots of energy, great execution.
Dribble drive to the free throw line. Smith passes it away. Left corner by Talton. Comes up a little bit short from 3-point range. Weak side rebound, Quinn Anderson.
And Jalen's been all over him. Contesting his shots tough. He's going to get a charge there.
And another offensive foul on Jalen at the other end. So both of his fouls in this game have been of the offensive variety. And two of the Streaks' six turnovers on offensive fouls.
And Quincy is as good as anybody in that, and they take pride in picking up the charge. And we've got to be aware of that and anticipate that on our drives in space against them.
So Fields, Cunningham, and now McCants, all with two fouls for the Silver Streaks. Halfway through quarter number two, 24-17 is the Galesburg lead.
Bench going to be big here tonight.
Up top. A head fake by Jaden Smith works around a screen picked up by Cunningham on the weak side. Smith launches the long three and drains it.
And he'll do that off the dribble there.
4-point Silver Streaks lead, 24-20. Galesburg breaks the press. Mitchell Sampson at the point right now with Nick Fields on the bench along with McCants. Cunningham back in the game with those two fouls along with Endoff, Anderson, and Price. Quinn in the midcourt circle with a right-hand dribble. 3.5 minutes to go, second quarter.
Brad, Endoff. We've got to continue to be aggressive here.
Yep, where's the offense going to come from? Streaks trying to solve that Quincy zone. Entry pass to Mitchell, skips it back out. Three by Endoff, off the rim. Rebound, weak side, left side. Jaden Smith drives it into the front court, still with a dribble. Shoots a long one over Price, well off the mark, and the long rebound goes out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks. Well, we've seen that from Galesburg at times. I can't believe that's probably what Andy Douglas wanted. Jaden Smith walks it across midcourt and then
yeah, and no rhythm to that three there. When they move the ball and get the ball moving and create some tempo in their offense, like all ball clubs, they're lots better. And that was basically a flat-footed three there.
24-20 Streaks, 3 minutes to go first half. Anderson dribbles left to the top of the arc, reverses right back behind him to Endoff. Justin dribbles once, picks it up, skips it back up. Around to the left side we go, Price. Has Riley Milan in the left corner who has it now. Dribbles once on the sideline, pops it back out to Price. Now up top, Anderson. Entry pass, Mitchell. Puts it up, post-up shot, a little bit long, and the rebound, Jaden Smith.
Got a good shot there. That's yep. What we wanted inside from 5 feet there and just didn't get it to go.
Reese on the left side tries a crossover dribble. Can't shake Quinn Anderson. Now back out to Rupert for a long three. That's off the mark. And Justin with a good box out. Endoff comes down with a rebound. Streaks by four. Price, right side. Dribbles inside the arc. Double team. Gets it to Anderson flashing through the lane. Left side, Riley Milan. Pulls up. Looks like might have got a hit on the arm. Comes up well short. Talton with a rebound for Quincy. Both teams in a little bit of a scoring lull here. 2 minutes to go for the half. 4-point Galesburg lead. Up top, Lucas Reese. Hands off to Talton. Now another long three by Smith off the mark. And the rebound, Riley Milan. It's just a jump shooting game right now.
Yeah, right now. And that doesn't bode well for either ball club at this point.
Another entry pass to Mitchell as the ball knocked away. Kicks it back out to Anderson. And a whistle away from the ball. You're going to call that a foul on Quincy. Lucas Reese, his first. For five team fouls on Quincy. Minute 43 to go, first half. 24-20 is the Galesburg lead. I like the entry passes the Streaks are getting just inside that free throw line.
Inside in the gaps there to the high post there. We just now got to convert.
Price up top. Eric looks left over to Quinn Anderson. Left corner, Riley Milan. Riley drives, takes it all the way to the basket, shot off the back iron.
Outstanding move, just couldn't get it to go there.
Talton
split the seams
with his fifth rebound for Quincy. Minute 20 to go, first half. 4-point Silver Streaks lead. Talton with it now on the left side, guarded by Milan. Up top, Smith. Now Reese with it, just off the top of the arc. A little bit to the right side, pulls it back out. Working against Quinn Anderson. Down the left side of the line, Quinn reaches in and grabs him. And that's the second foul of the game on Quinn. Reese will shoot a 1-1, and he's the highest free throw shooting percentage on the team, 17 out of 19 on the season, just under 90%.
And that's the first time they've tried to get to the basket on a dribble drive, and they were successful early doing that. Now, credit the Streaks. We were covering up in the gaps and in the help side, but they've got away from being aggressive to the rim there, and that's the first time in about 6 minutes.
Reese short on the free throw, so the Streaks
get a break.
You
put the kibosh on him there, Brad.
Thank you very much. Eric Price with a rebound for Galesburg. So still a 4-point Silver Streaks lead. Under a minute to go for the half now. Quick pass left side corner. Milan, high post. Sampson out to Price for three off the back iron. Long rebound on the run. Kreider with it. He may take it all the way, and he does. It's a 2-point Galesburg lead. Rebound on the run by Kreider after the Streaks miss at the other end.
We didn't have anybody back there as a safety, and also the long rebound came to him right where he needed to and got a run out very easily on that.
Quinn to the right side, end off, 33 seconds to go for the half. Justin, a little bit of a bump, gets a pass away after the bump from Kreider. Down to 27 seconds to go. How can the Streaks manage this final possession of the half? Quinn's going to back it up toward midcourt, and Quincy's going to sag back and let Quinn just dribble it out there.
And good decision here. Try to go into the locker room with a lead here and see if we can extend the lead.
Down to 14, down to 10 seconds to go now. Streaks send things into motion with six. Price catches, left side, tries to bank it in, missed it, but Justin
yes.
on the weak side put back.
Outstanding.
And a foul.
Johnny on the spot there. Justin got inside position there on the weak side, got the stick back and got fouled on it. And
what's on the Silver Streaks?
Oh, my.
The foul is on the Silver Streaks? Now, how did that happen?
And they're going to discuss this. I hope that they I don't know how they can have that situation here. We'll see what comes from that.
Well, the officials are talking it over out at midcourt with 0.9 seconds showing on the clock, and the scoreboard's still showing 24-22.
I would have went to the bank there, Brad, that was going to be a possible 3-point play here for Justin Endoff.
There's never a doubt in my mind that's what it was, but the officials have signaled something else. And the scoreboard we face on this end
has not added that field goal.
Well, and it doesn't show individual fouls either, so we're not entirely sure who that was called on the Silver Streaks, if that indeed is what comes out of this conversation that's still taking place at midcourt. Justin is lurking there at the half-court line. He's thinking he's going to go down and shoot. In fact, Mike Reynolds just said, go line up at the free throw line. You're shooting a free throw. So there's no doubt in the Streaks' mind that this is a potential 3-point play, and the officials still continue to talk this over.
And this isn't that difficult a decision. You either you've got a potential of one foul or another, and I don't see that, and again, I'm biased here, but I don't see how you could ever have had a foul on Justin here. And I saw nothing else anywhere that would tell us any kind of call.
So it was a launch from the left side by Eric Price. that banked off the backboard right into the hands of Justin Endoff on the weak side, who put it back up and in on the offensive rebound. The officials blew the whistle right in the area of where the foul would have been. I didn't even see which white jersey it was. Now we've got one of the officials coming over, and he's calling over Mike Reynolds and Andy Douglas. Now a second official is there to
this
offer
appears
support,
to me,
I
usually
guess.
When you have this, is there's been a mistake made in a call, and now they're trying to rectify it. And if that happens, that happens sometimes.
Neither official is reacting, is really showing any kind of reaction at this point. They're both intently listening to the explanation, which continues. Justin is still standing near the free throw line at the opposite end, anticipating he's going to shoot a free throw, and Quincy is lining up.
I have it down in the book, so I guess we need to have that. But it doesn't look good here.
The conversation continues in front of the scoring table. Both coaches continue to listen. Mike Reynolds just asked a question about something, and he's getting the explanation continuing.
This is almost a Supreme Court decision rendered here, it seems like. This is awfully long.
They have a new sound system down here, but I can't even understand what the public address announcer is saying. Andy Douglas doesn't seem entirely happy. He's walked away from the conversation. Mike Reynolds is still standing at midcourt with the official who's been doing all the talking, and they're just having a conversation. Andy Douglas seems to be the one who's a little more upset at this point.
Now they're going to shoot a one-and-one down here.
And still the scoreboard showing 24 points for Galesburg, so apparently Endoff's putback is not going to count. Well, you'll find out when you go down and talk to Ryan Hart.
That'll be the question.
So the Streaks do not get the offensive rebound putback, and it looks like Jeremiah Talton is going to shoot a one-and-one for Quincy here on the other end with 0.9 seconds showing on the clock. Quinn Anderson now at midcourt getting an explanation from
now
the lead official here.
And I'm trying to see where this foul with Talton shooting, that was away from where Justin was. And I got to believe that we're going to get 2 points out of that.
But it's not showing yet. And there it goes. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to get 2 points out of that. That was irrelevant to Justin's stick back. This was a foul away from the ball that was called almost simultaneously, but after Justin made the field goal.
So Jeremiah Talton goes to the line to shoot a one-and-one here with 0.9 seconds to go here in the first half. 16 out of 23 on the season, 70% coming into this one, and the first one up and in. 3-point Galesburg lead at 26-23. We have seen more weird endings. That we've seen a couple of them at the end of a game, this one at the end of a half. Talton makes both, so it pretty much negates the offensive rebound putback by, and Quincy steals the inbound, heaves from half court, and that's the end of the first half. So 26-24 is the Galesburg lead as the teams go to the locker rooms. We'll take a break. Come back and look at the first half stats as the Silver Streaks lead by 2 at Quincy. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's back and bigger than ever. Menards Bag Sale. Get 15% off everything you can fit into the bag. Even sale items from paint to power tools, batteries to bath faucets, cabinet hardware, light bulbs, and more. Just get them in the bag and save 15%. Now during Menards Bag Sale. Save 15% on everything you can fit into the bag. Even sale items. Hurry in. Sale ends January 19th.
Save big money at Menards.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
You never know where the button spotter will be. Pick up the white WGIL button today at Tompkins State Bank in Galesburg, Knoxville, Abingdon, and Avon. Sabrina's Bridal Prom and Formal Wear in downtown Galesburg. And Knoxville Bar and Grill on East Main in Knoxville. If one of our button spotters sees you wearing it, you could win up to $500 cash on the spot. Learn more at WGIL.com from 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We're servicing vehicles, but more than that, we're servicing people. Michelle Batson understands that.
I went to Carl Sandburg for 4 years for automotive, and then I became a service advisor at Toyota, and then I stayed home with my kids for 4 years and came back to service advising because it's what I know and what I love.
Michelle is a great communicator who knows how to take care of people with automotive knowledge that is second to none. See what I mean when you schedule your appointment at the Galesburg Toyota Service Department. I'm Brian Penniman. Service local, service with confidence, service at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Thanks for being with us for Galesburg High School boys basketball here on WGIL. Halftime from Quincy, where the Silver Streaks lead 26-24. And both teams have had some opportunities. Both teams have had some bad spells in this game. I kind of feel like this first half has been kind of a microcosm of exactly what's been good and bad about both of these
teams. For both teams. Absolutely both teams. They're both playing hard. They've played well in spurts. And then they go into the tank in terms of droughts offensively with poor shooting selection, poor shot selection, turning it over unforced. And then they get it going again. And again, relying sometimes a little bit too much on the three ball. And if you're not shooting that, like Coach Reynolds said very well, then it doesn't look very well. And you don't score as many points as you would like. And you certainly also give long rebounds and very, very successful runouts for your opponent.
26-24 is the Silver Streaks lead here at the break. So let's go ahead and run through our first half statistics, which are brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
And again, talking about our shooting, early, both teams shot very well, but defenses tightened up a little bit, and also shot selection was not quite as good in the second period. But
yep.
Overall, we were 12 out of 28 for 42%, only 1 out of 8, 3-point field goal percentage-wise for 12%. They were 9 for 24 for 37%, and only 3 for 11, and 1 of 8 in the second period with a 3 ball, and that's 27%. We, again, like I would have expected, had a rebounding advantage with 18 to 11. They did limit us there in the second period with offensive second chance points, and turnover-wise, pretty even there, 7 to 6. So, you know, with those statistics and what you see on the board is what you would expect, a very tight ball game that could go either way here as we go into the third period.
Free throws, not much of a factor in this game. Quincy, 2 out of 3, all in the second quarter, and the Silver Streaks were 3 out of 6. We'll take a break, come back, and take a look at see if we can get any scores from around the area. Not a whole lot of basketball going on tonight in the with the weather like it is. Great Western Shootout at Abingdon for tomorrow is canceled. The Streaks' first day of the Martin Luther King Tournament is canceled tomorrow, but there are a smattering of games going on tonight. We'll see if we can get some updates on, like, the Moline-Alleman game, for example, and we'll talk things over with the coaching staff and get the official word on what was going on there at the end of the half when the Streaks ended up with a foul. We pretty much think we figured out what the scenario ended up being, but see if we can get some clarification on what the official explanation was. 26-24, Galesburg at the break here at Quincy. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options at 10% off every single day. Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer-favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove's Sporting Goods, Shoes, and Boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to Breedlove Sports.
The official WGIL forecast. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 p.m. for tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected for tonight with snow likely. Could be heavy at times with patchy blowing snow through the overnight hours and low at 23. 3 to 7 inches of accumulation is possible. Then for tomorrow, cloudy, snow likely before noon. Areas of blowing snow as well and temperatures falling to the upper teens with a wind chill of zero and wind gusts nearing 35 miles per hour. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Quincy. Brad Binowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks leading the Blue Devils 26-24. Been kind of scanning through, trying to find some scores. Not many to give you on our McDonald's halftime scoreboard. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. One of the few scores to give you in the Quad Cities. They are playing. And Moline was up at Alleman, or was up on Alleman at last check, 26-17. Rock Island is playing UT and haven't been able to track down a score on that one, but we'll certainly keep our eyes open and pass one on as soon as we can. Here are the Silver Streaks lead, 26-24 at the break. There we go. United Township leads Rock Island, 21-10. 21-10. Rock Island is UT has scored 15 consecutive points in that game. So a 15-0 run by the Panthers. And leading 11, 21-10. So here, meanwhile, Silver Streaks outscored by just one in the first quarter. Got off to a good start in the second quarter. They had a little bit of a run of their own, down 15-10 to the Blue Devils. And outscored Quincy, scored 12 consecutive points to go up 7. Quincy called a timeout with a little over 5 minutes to go in the half and then started to whittle back into the lead. And when the Silver Streaks were up 24-17, that matched their biggest lead of the half. And then Quincy outscored the Streaks 7-2 to close out the second quarter and got the deficit down to just 2 here at the break, 26-24. Silver Streaks sophomores were winners 50-46. Again, you may have heard by now that the King Tournament games for the Silver Streaks have been canceled for tomorrow. But the plan is still to play a number of those games on Monday. Galesburg will play Dunlap at 10 o'clock Monday morning, and Danville in the final game of the day at 6 o'clock. In between, there will be 4 other games in boys basketball, including a Galesburg sophomore game taking on Springfield at 1 o'clock. So that's kind of a quick snapshot look at how the King Tournament is shaping up. Again, no games tomorrow at Galesburg High School. The Galesburg girls games at Lincoln have also been canceled for tomorrow. The swim meet for the Silver Streaks boys, so they will not travel to United Township. So the weather really playing havoc with the schedule. And so those are some things we want to pass along to you in terms of how things affect the Galesburg High School athletic scene. Here the Streaks lead by 2 at the break, 26-24. Streaks are back out on the floor warming up with a full 3 minutes to go. Had a little halftime shootout going on down here for some prizes of some sort. So the Blue Devils are not out of the locker room yet, and the assistant coaches are not out for the Silver Streaks yet. We'll talk with Ryan Hart as soon as we get a moment. But the team's out there warming up. Eric Price had 10 points in the first half to lead the Silver Streaks. Jalen McCants had 7 against the Silver Streaks. Got into some foul trouble. See if they can stay away from that in the second half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down courtside, Steve Cheeseman, and let's find out a word of the coaching staff with assistant coach Ryan Hart.
Back here at Quincy High School, halftime, Streaks lead 26-24. Coach, give us an explanation of that that play there, or that call there in that last 10 seconds of the period where Justin got a putback, but then there was a foul called and Quincy ended up shooting a free throw.
Well, we thought the foul call was underneath on Justin for an and-one. Apparently it was outside on the perimeter after Eric shot the ball. They boxed him out. He's falling down. He must have leg-whipped the kid out there, and that's what they called.
We've had some of those this year, haven't we? Well, some craziness.
Yeah, we got the 2 points. Unfortunately, they got 2 free throws out of it.
It was a wash, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We played really, really well at times and not so good, and they were the same. What do we got to do here in terms of getting a W here?
Well, we've been really good when we push the ball up the court, moving the ball quick, getting good looks, open looks, and getting the ball inside, driving to the rim. We got to guard. We got to get on Smith. We got to get on Kreider, and we got to stop Reese from driving.
Let's go get it, okay? Let's get a W.
Thank you.
Well, thanks to assistant coach Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime with the Silver Streaks leading 26-24. Sophomores winners tonight as well, 50-46. And that game had its ups and downs and was a little more adventurous than I think the Silver Streaks would have liked. At one point, the sophomores had a double-digit lead in that game. And then Quincy started to come back. Sophomores were making some decisions that we would say were probably not all that great. Coming down the stretch in the fourth quarter allowed the Blue Devils to rally back. But bottom line, Silver Streaks hung on and won that one as well, 50-46. Let's see what the Silver Streaks varsity can do here in the second half to try to get a big win on the road, wrapping up the first half run for the Western Big Six. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Quincy tonight, and always they're doing it upright for us, helping us stay as safe as we can on the road with the vehicle. But we do want to remind you about the lifetime powertrain warranty available on all new vehicles and certified pre-owned vehicles of under 80,000 miles, 5 years or less. And that covers your engine, the transmission, the drivetrain assembly, the all-wheel drive assembly, the transfer case, some of the stuff that really costs big, big, big money if you ever have to get it replaced. So a great deal at Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty.
We're driving a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder, and it is an extraordinary vehicle.
Listed, you know, Brad, like just we under 26,000.
Yes, we talked about that call at the end, and that's pretty much what we thought, a whistle away as we got the stick back.
Talked about while you were down there, Streaks need to stay out of foul trouble here in the second half. They have the five starters back onto the floor, including McCants, Fields, and Cunningham, playing with two fouls each. Here's a three by Adante Kreider, and it wedges in the rim and the backboard, and the alternating possession will send it back Galesburg's direction. So what is it? Is that a turnover? He took the shot, missed shot,
and I
dead
think
ball
we get,
rebound?
Yeah, I believe it's a dead ball rebound out of that.
Tough way to lose your possession, Arrow. Streaks break the Quincy press, leading by two as we start off the second half, 26-24. And that 1-2-2 zone, here's a big step and a travel called against Eric Price. Eight turnovers on the Silver Streaks.
Right idea. We've got to be able to split the seams, the gaps there, and be able to get to the rim or dish it off somewhere. And a good idea there, just an extra step.
Here's a drive in from the right side and a foul away from the ball as Lucas Reese was cutting in from the right side. The foul away from the ball against Quinn Anderson. It's going to be his third, and it actually gated a Quincy basket because Reese had a wide open
there.
Lane to the
Absolutely
basket.
Absolutely got a break there. They're running a perimeter weave and then trying to get inside out to get the three ball or to the rim, like we talked about the way down. It's a three ball game or a layup game right now.
Smith pull-up jumper sinks it from 17 feet from the right side. That ties the game at 26. We're just underway in the third quarter. That ball press by Quincy. Streaks trying to get it into the front court and now do. Anderson, here comes the trap, gets it away to Jalen. Cut off in the lane, gets it back out to Quinn. Thought about the three, steps inside the arc, leaves it underneath for Jalen, who missed the shot. Right under the basket. I don't know if Jalen just got in too big of a hurry, but he missed a bunny under the basket. Now a spin by Kreider, kicks it out to Reese. And instead of looking to the basket, he looks over to the sideline and gets the call from head coach Andy Douglas. Quincy trying to regain the lead here since they were up 15-14 at the end of the first quarter. Jeremiah Talton out high. Free throw line, Brady Rupert trying to hand off to somebody. Puts the ball on the floor down the right side of the lane and gets it up and in over Keith Cunningham. 28-26, Quincy regains the lead.
And they're off to a good start here in this period, and we need to have a solid possession here and get points on the board out of it.
Price, Fields, Anderson, McCants, and Cunningham. Ball through the hands of McCants. Turnover back to Quincy. Jaden Smith in the backcourt. Left side to Dante Kreider. Long three, circles in and out. And Keith Cunningham yanks down the rebound. Down the lane. Cunningham dishes. Fields right side for three. Rolls off the rim. Weak side rebound, Jalen McCants. And Jalen drives on a blocking foul. They tried to draw another charge. It would have been the third on Jalen, but a foul on Lucas Reese instead to block. And Jalen moving to the basket, but not in the act of shooting. Streaks will have to inbound it.
And you have to live with that. If you're going to work to take a lot of charges, you're going to get some blocks out of it. And certainly the payoff for them is they do pick up lots of charges, and we were fortunate there that we get one.
On the inbound, Price squares from the wing. Rebound comes back out to him. Gets tripped, falls down, gets the pass away, and a reach-in foul called on Smith. And a good foul by Jaden Smith as McCants was wide open in the lane going on the going down for the shot after
another
the offensive
rebound there by Jalen.
5:42 to go. McCants to the free throw line. Just over 51% on the season. Made one in the first half. Knocks down his first one here. He's got eight in the game. 29-26, or rather 28-27. Put the point in the wrong column. Streaks trying to tie it here, and McCants does with the second free throw. Tied at 28, 5:42 to go. Still early in the second half.
And Evan Kane into the ball game for the first time for Quincy.
That's who I was looking for. I knew somebody came into the game, and I couldn't find it. Evan Kane, a 6'1 senior, working against Price on the left side. Here's a pull-up jumper by Reese at the high post. Missed it. McCants flies in for his sixth rebound for the Silver Streaks. Right side, Fields shoots the three again. Off the front of the rim. Cunningham goes up high for the rebound. Puts it up off the rim and in.
Two little outstanding offensive rebounds the last two possessions by the Streaks.
Little step back by Keith to get position and freed up. Here's the Streaks with a turnover at the other end. McCants with a steal. Scoops it to Anderson. Right back to Jalen.
Fine pass
low
inside
up and in.
By Quinn Anderson to Quinn, find Jalen McCants.
Quinn could have shot it from about 14 feet, but he went for the better shot, giving it right back to Jalen. After the steal at the other end, a four-point Gelsberg lead under 5 minutes to go third quarter. Reese in the midcourt circle works his way to the left side of the rim. Or the wing, rather. Cut off by McCants. Reese still with a dribble. Lobs it to the inside. Got an opening. Step to the basket by Rupert up and in with the right hand. 32-30. Quincy back within two. Pressure in the backcourt. Price. Skip pass. Anderson. Now Quinn into the front court to Price. Drives. Dishes. Back to Anderson. Pulls up. Right high post. Switched it.
That's right in Quinn's alley there. That little mid-range jump shot off the dribble.
34-30. Gelsberg by four. First basket for Quinn Anderson. As we approach the midpoint of quarter number three, around the screen, Smith fires it into the lane. Rupert blocked from the backside by McCants. Loose ball picked up by Price and then tries to get it to Jalen cutting in from the right side. It's batted out of bounds by Jaden Smith.
And that's when he's got to lead him a little bit. When he didn't lead him there, the defender was able to deflect it. And Quinn is most effective back to the previous possession when he takes a little left-handed gather dribble, pound dribble, and is able to hit that mid-range jump shot.
Halftime in the Quad Cities, UT leads Rock Island 23-14. Lob on the inbound baseline to Jalen. Puts it up over three players. Shot won't go down. And Keith Cunningham gets called for a push as Jeremiah Dalton, Talton, came down with a rebound. And that's the third of the game on Keith. A tough shot by Jalen in amongst three other Quincy players. He tried to force it up. No foul was called. And as a consequence, Streaks fouled on the rebound.
And the good job by Quincy there of walling up. Extending your arms up and getting into Jalen's body without fouling.
Step back by Reese from 18 feet. Missed it. Rebound batted around. Talton gets it for Quincy and gets fouled on the putback. That's going to be against Price.
And we'd live with that shot all night by Reese there.
Yeah,
but again,
yeah.
We can't give a second chance opportunity to Talton there.
I got eight rebounds for Jeremiah Talton. The freshman has picked up the slack. Again, Jarrell Brock not here for Quincy as he's in Hawaii playing an all-star football game. Talton makes the first free throw. And
Jalen's been very good on him defensively as he has the ball in terms of a possession, but this young man has got to the glass on both ends and contributed big time with rebounding.
As I said, he's picked up that slack. Brock is the leading rebounder for Quincy coming in, but Talton has eight to lead them tonight, and he makes both free throws on top of it. Two-point Gelsberg lead, 34-32. 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. Mitchell Sampson back into the game for the Streaks with Anderson out high, playing a little keep away back and forth. Quinn around the screen, picks up his dribble, left wing, McCants. Jalen looking inside, skips it back up top to Quinn. Right side over to Endoff. Drives, tries to alter the shot on the way. Good force by Rupert to make him miss, and the rebound by Quincy into the front court. Up top, Talton's going to shoot the three. That's off the rim. Rebound chased down, and McCants controls, gets tripped up with Rupert. And we're going to have a foul call. Yep, we got a foul called on Rupert. Two long legs on each side down there. Rupert got tangled up with McCants. And that's the first of the game on Rupert, third against Quincy.
And one of the Quincy players there complaining to the official. One thing I've seen a lot this year, and I don't agree with, is I'm seeing lots of players complaining to the officials. And that's something that I don't have any agreement with.
Keith Cunningham in the far corner, just inside of half court. Skip pass left side, Price. Skip pass right side, back to Justin on the elbow. Now he'll put it back up top to Eric. He'll launch the long three off the back iron. Rebound, McCants battling for it. Loose ball, deflected over to Endoff. Left side, Mitchell drives in, stops low blocks, puts it
great
up and in.
Great power move by Mitchell, a little power slide there.
And 36-32, streaks back up by four. Left side, Reese falling down, gets it away to Talton on the right side, driving in on McCants, and they're going to get a foul called on the floor against Jalen, and that's his third. Jalen was riding Talton pretty hard, driving in from the right side.
And a nice move by Talton to get in the lane there, and that's just one of those tough calls where the offensive player does a good job and draws the foul.
36-32, streaks by four, 2.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Reese up top, backs up toward the midcourt circle. Big blue Quincy Blue Devil face, the logo, the mascot, on this new refinished Quincy floor here at the gymnasium. Jaden Smith up top, long three, and he drained it from outside the top of the arc.
Yeah, we've got to come over the top of that screen there with that shooter, and he was very comfortable there, and he has good range.
He can shoot it, and if you just let him stand out there and square up, he'll knock it down. Here's entry
ball
pass
movement there
to Jalen from Mitchell Sampson on the outside. And a Silver Streaks basket leads to a Galesburg timeout with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 38-35 is the Galesburg lead. And this looks like a full timeout. We'll take a break as well. Galesburg by three, 2 minutes to go, third quarter. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
They're free, and with it, you could win cash.
So be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at the Junk Drawer on Cherry Street in downtown Galesburg.
2 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg 38, Quincy 35 here on the road. Brad Benowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you from Blue Devil Gym. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks coming out of the timeout. End off Sampson and Price, Cunningham, and McCants. McCants and Cunningham each with three fouls.
And as we talked off air there during the break, that we're rolling the dice here a little bit with these two guys not picking up their fourth foul. And let's see how well they play with three fouls.
Reese, Peyton, Nicholson, Jaden Smith with it now. Talton and Kreider on the floor for Quincy. Here's a drive in from the right side, and Smith took it into the basket. Got inside of his man. He's got seven in the quarter, keeping Quincy in this game. Blue Devils down one. He's got seven of their 13 points. With a minute 40 to go. Deflected pass finds its way to Sampson out at the midcourt line. Right side, Eric Price drives inside, takes it all the way to the basket, missed the left-handed layup, and the rebound by Talton, who's got nine in the game. Good move by Eric, just couldn't finish it off. Quincy could regain the lead here, down one, a minute 20 to go, third quarter. Smith on the right side, puts the ball on the floor, tries a crossover dribble, can't get rid of Sampson, so he passes it away to Reese. Reese shoots over Cunningham, wide open, air ball underneath, and then Price couldn't control the wide open rebound, and he lost it out of bounds back to Quincy. I don't think the Streaks minded that shot at all,
no,
by Reese.
And again, Reese taking that shot, we'll take that all night long, and he's taken a couple of those here tonight, and that's one that we're happy to see.
Eric's going to sit down here with a minute 10 to go, third quarter, back into the game, Nick Fields for the Streaks, who's got two fouls. Smith inbounds, finds Talton on the left side, now back up top to Adante Kreider. Dribbling to the right side, bounces into the right corner to Talton, guarded by McCants. Up top it goes to Smith. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Smith driving, got around Fields, and a block coming over from the weak side, and a foul called on Jalen McCants. Jalen came over to help out. No, they're going to call it on Nick, so that's his third. So three on Fields rather than four on McCants, and Mike Reynolds not happy about the foul, but
it
could have been worse.
He anticipated that it was going to be a foul called on Jalen, and it wasn't there. We need Nick in the ball game here. But Jalen with a fourth foul would have really been costly there.
Jaden Smith, very good free throw shooter for Quincy. 86% on the season, ties the game with the first free throw at 38, and the second one good as well. He's got nine in the quarter. And Quincy regains the lead at 39-38. with 50 seconds to play, third quarter. Streaks break the press. Cunningham bounces it over to Fields. He got kicked into the backcourt. Streaks will hang on to it.
Quincy has certainly been very effective with their guards, being aggressive again like they were early in the game, trying to dribble drive and get to the rim.
Mitchell will walk it across midcourt. Picks up his dribble. Endoff comes out high to help him out. Now Justin on the dribble. Outside the top of the arc. Oh, ticky-tack
for a hand check
foul called on Peyton Nicholson. Some of the other things we've seen let go. I was surprised the official blew the whistle that quickly on just that tiny little reach by Nicholson. Fourth foul on Quincy, five on the Silver Streaks. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. 1 point Quincy lead, Streaks with the ball. Fields out high. Bounce pass left corner, Endoff. Trying to get around his man, weaves his way into the lane, knocked off balance, can't finish off the shot. McCants with a rebound, stripped away by Reese. Comes out with it into the front court. Reese works his way to the top of the arc, pulls it back out. Now they're going to try to hold for the last shot here.
Spread the floor here with a five-out situation and let Reese create or get the ball to those other guards.
Reese with 7 seconds to go. Cunningham out to guard Reese. Reese gets around him, drives in from the right side, through the lane, dishes it left side. They get it over to Kreider, quick three, and he didn't get the shot that he wanted, and he missed it. And it's the end of the third quarter with the Blue Devils up one, 39-38. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, I walked the dog, gamed a little, played with a frog.
What does your morning commute sound like?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a sausage McMuffin with egg and a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please?
Kids back up, went back home, and I went to...
Here you go, Jim.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Be sure you have a white WGIL button for all your coats. Get as many as you need at Howe Overhead Doors Incorporated at their new location on Grand Avenue in Galesburg.
Three quarters gone. We're at Quincy. Blue Devils with the ball and a one-point lead as we start quarter number four. 39-38. Left corner. Skip pass. They find Kreider, and he squares up for the three that time. And rather than having to force one up at the end of the quarter, he puts Quincy up four. 42-38. Blue Devils' biggest lead was five back in the first quarter. Here's McCants down the lane. Contact. Can't finish off the shot. And Jalen will get two free throws here. Streaks look like they're refocused and try to get into the interior.
And that's what we have to continue to do. Try to get the ball inside, move the basketball, use pass fakes, and get the ball inside of Jalen or Keith here and get easy opportunities.
Jalen had six in the quarter.
And they have no answer for us defensively, interior-wise.
Knocks down the first free throw, 42-39, second one coming. So 7.5, 14 for the game. Second one rolls off. Cunningham got a hand on the rebound, knocked out of his hands by Rupert, and then off Cunningham out of bounds. Keith did a nice job to slide into the inside and get position, but then he couldn't control the rebound. 42-39 Quincy just underway here in the fourth quarter. Lucas Reese will bring it across midcourt along with Kreider, Nicholson, Rupert, and Smith. Smith has it on the right side, guarded by Nick Fields. Dribbles left around a screen. Cunningham picks him up. They reverse directions back. And we got a foul.
Calling legal screen there.
I wondered if that's what that was.
And that's a break there and a turnover.
Third foul on Lucas Reese. And the first turnover on Quincy in the fourth quarter. Eight for the game. And the Streaks with the ball down three as we approach the seven-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Price fires one into the front corner. Keith Cunningham, far side of the court from us. Still with the ball, now dribbles, trying to free himself up from Rupert, skips it back out to Mitchell Sampson. Mitchell dribbles left. Price comes out high for it. Streaks want to reset. Right side Mitchell. Entry pass, Jalen. Steps to the basket, can't finish off the shot. Rebound tipped out to Rupert. Good look at it.
Good ball movement, pass fakes, got it inside where we wanted, just couldn't convert. It
felt like Jalen kind of shot that one quickly.
A little quick.
On the outside, Kreider. Shake Sampson, drives down, up with the left hand, missed it. McCants comes in, almost lost the handle on the rebound, but now controls. Got a good look at it, did Quincy. They couldn't finish up. Now Mitchell drives left baseline, as it poked away from behind and knocked out of bounds. Streaks will get it back. 6:24 to play. Streaks down three.
And right now we're really struggling defensively of guarding the dribble drive down there, and we were doing a good job in the second period where we were helping out and closing those driving lanes. We've got to get back to that because we're giving up some pretty easy drives.
Mitchell Sampson out high along with Fields. Right side it goes to Cunningham on the elbow. Now drives to the corner, skips it back out to Fields. Up top, Price firing into the lane. Sampson
nice move.
To Jalen. Spins to the block.
Drop step there and scores it. Nice move. Good ball movement again.
Jalen making a play for another Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game honor. Tarleton in the corner pulls it back out to Jaden Smith. Trying to work around the screen. Cunningham picks it up, dishes it out to Kreider for three. Off the rim. Rebound. Chase down on the floor. Kreider gets to it. Drives in left side. Missed the shot, but it gets knocked to the deck and will shoot two free throws.
That was the case of the long shot, long rebound.
Yep.
And no one blocked out the shooter there, and they were able to secure the ball.
Nick Fields picks up his fourth foul. Six fouls on the silver streak, six on Quincy here in the half. To the free throw line, Adante Kreider, his first trip of the night. First one up and in.
And they're good foul shooters, especially yep. here at home.
43-41 Quincy. Kreider with four in the quarter, eight for the game. 5:50 to play. Justin Endolf will check back in, either after this free throw or at the next dead ball. Yep, made them both. Justin will check in. 44-41 Quincy, and Fields will have to sit down with those four fouls. Price will inbound far baseline, along with Sampson, McCants, Endoff, and Cunningham for the Silver Streaks.
And Quincy has continued to stay in this three-quarter court 1-2-2 ball press.
Cunningham on the outside, drives into the lane, dishes it out. Mitchell, left corner for three, off the front of the rim. Rebound, Tarleton gets it in the hands of Reese into the front court, drives, shoots over Price, tries to draw the charge, and does.
Great job by Eric anticipating that Reese wants to get to the rim there, get to the spot, beat him there, and picked up the charge.
Boy, I thought that was a generous charge call, Steve. I have to admit.
I thought Eric sold it.
Eric,
I mean,
really
and
sold
and
it.
And I'm telling you, as a coach and also a former official, that is a bang-bang play there, and if you can sell it, you certainly plant that seed of confidence in the official, who may not know which way he's going to call that at that point in time.
And unfortunately for Quincy, Reese was down. So not only did he pick up his fourth foul, but he was slow to get up, favoring the left lower left leg, somewhere below the knee, above the ankle, or in that area. So he's headed to the bench now. And Quincy has Tarleton, Rupert, Kreider, Smith, and Nicholson on the floor against the Silver Streaks. Sampson, Price, McCants, Endoff, and Cunningham. Keith with it now on the right side on the wing. Lobs it into the lane. Mitchell goes for it, and turnover. It was a
That's
bad
third
pass.
One, third one of the period there. And we've left the ball handler, and we're fortunate he missed the shot.
Smith missed the open three. Keith tried to deflect it to himself down along the baseline, but couldn't handle it out of bounds, and Quincy gets another shot at it.
Yeah, we've turned it over three times here early, and we've been out-rebounded this period so far. We're back on our heels a little bit here. We need somebody to make a play.
44-41 Quincy with the lead and the ball. Kreider out high, backing his way up, is going to hand off to Jaden Smith, who directs traffic, dribbling with a left hand toward the midcourt circle. Now passes it left side over to Nicholson. Up top it goes to Adante Kreider. He'll crossover dribble down the right side of the lane, gets around Cunningham, but an off-balance shot, missed it badly. And a weak side rebound will be a foul on Jalen McCants, as he and Tarleton were on the weak side battling for position. And that's a fourth of the game on Jalen McCants now.
And Tarleton was able to get inside position there, and Jalen reached over the top, and that's going to be a foul every time. Tough foul there, and Jalen's going to have to play with four for this remaining 4:49 of the ballgame. And we need him in the game.
And I think Mike Reynolds was especially upset because they got the kind of shot from a Dante Kreider that they would have wanted. Defensively, they forced him into a bad shot and then gave up the weak side rebound position and the foul, which puts Talton at the line where he's been perfect tonight. So not only did you get the defense you wanted, but then you couldn't control the rebound and you compounded it with a foul. And I think that's what Mike Reynolds was as frustrated about as anything, and to get four on McCants in the process. Second one by Talton. He's made them all. Quincy matches its biggest lead of the game at 46-41, 4:49 to play. Blue Devils call timeout. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
With Trump not in his most favored format, he still made Pelosi and Schumer look like a couple of morticians.
The Rush Limbaugh Show. Starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Silver Streaks trail 46-41 here in the fourth quarter. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation. I think I'm going to ask for the keys here on the way home tonight, Steve.
It is a beauty. This is a 2015 Nissan Pathfinder, a little bit of a white color, and it runs smoothly, four-wheel drive, all of those extras on it, just an outstanding car. We are just down here in great comfort and certainly great safety.
Liking the heated seats as well. Just under 26,000. We'll have it back on the lot tonight, and you can check it out at Galesburg Nissan to enjoy your three-day holiday weekend. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime
critical
warranty.
Critical time force there and a big hit by Justin Inhofe. We needed a basket there.
Justin knocks one down from the left wing coming out of the Quincy timeout. Streaks down two, 4.5 minutes to play. And coming out of that timeout, Mike Reynolds did a little bit of working on the officials there with the Streaks and Quincy both in the bonus. Here's a drive by Kreider, and it got blocked. Rebound fought for, and it's Talton who comes up with it again, and a frustrated Mike Reynolds stomps his
feet.
Did
such a good job there defensively and couldn't secure the rebound.
Jaden Smith up top, working his way left. Streaks trying to chase him down. Now Smith backs up. They're going to play patience here, leading by two with the ball halfway through quarter number four. Smith in the midcourt circle, right side over to Nicholson. Working against Eric Price. Dribbles once, gets it out to Kreider, and they'll reset again. Coming up top for it, Rupert sets the screen. Smith around it, makes the defensive switch. Endoff picking him up. Now the screen
good
right
back. Good
switch
there so he couldn't get the three ball off.
Now up top into the midcourt circle, Adante Kreider. Quinn Anderson guarding him. Kreider puts the ball on the floor. A little hand check foul called on Quinn Anderson reaching out. And that's four on Quinn. Four on Anderson. Four on McCants. Four on Nick Fields, three on Keith Cunningham. Eight team fouls on the
Streaks.
Wasn't
much contact there. And free throws are going to play a big role. And, again, they've shot them well all night. And
all season,
if you're sending it, yes, they're a good free throw shooting ball club. And you're sending them the line here, that's they're freebies.
Adante Kreider made two earlier in this quarter, 5 points in the period, but he missed that one. Keith Cunningham with a rebound. Streaks down two with the ball. Only the fourth rebound of the game for Keith. Low numbers for him. And the Streaks turn it over. Adante Kreider with a steal. The miss and the feed to the left side. Reese lays it up and in.
Drew
the
defense. That one really hurt. Live ball turnover that led to a layup.
14 turnovers on the game. Streaks now down four with 3:15 to play in the game. Got to put some sort of run together. Here's a soft pass deflected by Kreider, and he gets it. Drives, lays it up. They lead by six, their biggest lead of the game. Two turnovers at the half-court line lead to Quincy layups. They lead by six. Galesburg calls timeout, 3:08 to play. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
I pledge to you that I will do the best job I can each and every day with what I do on the air on radio, what I do on TV, and what we do in our newsletters and what we do online to give you unbought and unbossed information you can actually trust, because ain't nobody going to pay me to have any words come out of my mouth. That will never happen.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back-to-back turnovers by the Silver Streaks. Back-to-back layups for Quincy. Mike Reynolds calls timeout. 3:08 to go in the game. Gelsberg down its biggest deficit of the game now at 50-44. What's going on in the timeout, Steve?
Well, there we've, again, a refocus. We've got to take care of the ball. We've thrown it away here, telegraphing with lob passes that have led to layups, easy layups on the other end. Got to use our pass fakes, get to the seams, and go north-south here and really attack and then try to dig in and get a stop. Two possessions down, still in the ball game, plenty of time.
Yep, still over 3 minutes to go as we wind under 3 minutes to go on this possession. Quinn Anderson up top, skips it left corner, Justin Endoff drives baseline, cut off low block, skips it back out, Mitchell. Now Quinn, right side Cunningham, drives in, shot up, blocking foul called, and Quinn and Cunningham will go to the line shooting
and
a one and one.
That's what you want out of that. Great ball movement, attack north and south, and then get to the rim. Good work there.
Second foul of the game on Talton. Cunningham to the line, knocks it down. First free throw since the first quarter for Cunningham. Pretty quiet night offensively with six.
And he's been, you know, had to be in and out of the lineup with foul trouble, and he's a guy that's got to be in the ball game. And it's been tough to be in the ball game tonight in foul trouble.
Second one up and in
knocked
as well.
Knocked down beautifully.
Streaks needed it. Down four now.
Got to get a stop here.
Take advantage of points at the line with the clock stopped, trailing by four, 50-46. Across midcourt, Reese back into the game. Despite that leg injury, suffered a couple of minutes ago. And he's on the floor with four fouls, working against Quinn Anderson with four fouls.
And they're going to be in no hurry.
Nope. 2.5 minutes to go. Reese found an opening, drives, dishes, gets it over to Talton, gets it up and in over Cunningham. 52-46 Quincy. Streaks get into the front court quickly. Mitchell Sampson up the near sideline. On the left elbow, picks it up. Over up top to Quinn Anderson. Right side swinging around into the corner to Nick Fields. Nick dribbles it back out. Kreider picks him up. Nick's in trouble, gets it away to Quinn Anderson. Streaks need to get some points quickly. Keith Cunningham puts the ball on the floor, trying to get past his man. And a blocking foul called on Jeremiah Talton as Keith took it right at him. And a little bit of contact. Saw Keith's head whip back a little bit. Minute 56 to go in the game. Streaks down six. And Cunningham will shoot a one-and-one again on the ninth Quincy team foul.
And the key here is the clock stopped. We can score points with no time coming off the clock.
First one up and in again for Cunningham. 3-for-3 in the quarter. Trying to keep the streaks close here. Their biggest deficit coming into the quarter was five. They've trailed by six on a couple of occasions. Trailing by five here. Second free throw by Cunningham. Off the mark, rebound batted around, and it's Reese who controls for Quincy. McCants got inside there, got a hand on it, but Streaks couldn't control. And Quincy will try to run some clock here, show a lot of patience. Here's Jaden Smith with it on the right side in front of his own bench. And backs up toward the midcourt line, trying to get around Nick Fields with a minute 35 to go. Screen set out high, and they're going to call a foul on
Justin
Endoff,
I think. Yes. So they're going to shoot
He was going against Brady Rupert. And that might have been designed. Brady Rupert shot only five. Oh, no. They're going to put Jaden Smith at the line. Well, that didn't work out. I thought they were going to put Rupert at the line. So they called it on Nick?
They called it on Nick.
So he's fouled out of the game. I was like you, Steve. I thought it was away from the ball
on screen,
on
Justin. On the screener. But no.
So Nick is fouled out of the game. Does not score tonight. And Jaden Smith, 84% on the season, goes to the line, shooting two here. First one up and in. Smith had nine in the third quarter when Quincy regained the lead. And they've added to the lead here in the fourth, up six with a minute 33 to play.
And we've had a million fouls called on us here tonight.
Both teams in the double bonus. The problem for the Streaks is they've been all focused on a couple of guys. Quincy not as many players in foul trouble. Reese has four. Talton with three, and now a foul called on Quincy.
That's a break force again here.
Stops the clock with a minute 27 to go, and Keith's going to go right back to the free throw line. Call that one on Adante Kreider. So Cunningham will shoot two now, as Quincy has put the streaks in the double bonus. So Keith, 3-for-4 from the line in the quarter, 4-for-6 for the game. First one up and in and out. losing ground at the free throw line when Quincy makes two at the other
when
end.
We split. It doesn't work very good. I'm not a mathematician, but I know that that doesn't work very well.
Second one coming for Cunningham. Exhales, puts it up and in.
And we'll be in a full court press here, trying to get a turnover.
Galesburg down six, 54-48, under a minute and a half to play. Inbound to Reese, going right to left, dribbling between two defenders. Now gets it across the timeline on the far side of the court, minute 15 to go in the game. And now Price with a steal. Just took it away from Reese and then gets fouled on the way to the basket. As Reese reached back after Price took it away from him, only the 10th Quincy turnover, stops the clock with a minute 13 to go in the game. And Price will go to the line, shooting two. Price has not scored in the second half. He had 10 in the first half, scoreless in the second half. Needing some points here with the clock stop. First one up and in.
Streaks will be in a full court press here on a make.
Reese just got careless with the ball out there at half court. Talk about live ball turnover. Streaks trying to take advantage of one here. Second one by the Streaks sophomore. In and out. Rebound Talton. 13 rebounds on the game for the freshman Talton. Now the Streaks going for a pick. Jaden Smith almost lost the handle on it. Now Price from the backside poked it away and got called for the foul. His second. The Streaks almost forced the turnover. Couldn't quite get the job done. Had a couple of different cracks at it where they might have come up with it. But now to the other end, down five. And Smith right back to the line, shooting two. 4 for 4 on the night, 84% on the season. Coming in, he's added to that with 65 seconds to go in the game. Knocks down the first one.
And they have been just terrific here from the line all night, but especially here in the crunch time in the fourth period.
Let's see. 5 out of 6, 7 out of 8 from the free throw line of the Blue Devils here in the fourth quarter, and he knocks them both down, 8 out of 9. 4 in the quarter for Smith, 13 for the half. And a timeout on the floor with a minute 5 to go in the game. 7-point Quincy lead.
And that makes it tough here. Now it's a 3-possession game. Time becomes a real factor here. Coach has his 3-point. Coach Reynolds has his 3-point shooters in here. We've got to get the ball up the floor, probably run some kind of high ball screen or run people off screens, try to get a quick three here as quick as possible, get a steal off of the press, and go from there. We're in a tough spot in that when we foul, they've been outstanding from the foul line here, so you're backed into a corner there. We just have to have some guys making some big-time plays here in this last minute plus to have a chance here.
Now, this is a team that does not shoot free throws very well. I mean, three-pointers very well. So, I mean, what do you do to try to get off a good three-pointer, not just a launch three-pointer?
Yeah, you want to have some kind of rhythm to it, get movement out of it, and run some kind of screen to free up somebody so it's wide open off of movement here.
So a minute 5 to go. Quinn Anderson will inbound. Quincy keeps the full court pressure on. Now they're going to actually go completely full court and guard Eric Price. Now they'll sag off of it and back off, just forcing the Streaks to inbound it to Price. Across midcourt, Quinn Anderson. McCants, Cunningham, and Endoff also on the floor. Keith with it in the midcourt circle. Streaks have run 10 seconds here. Keith, jump stop, through the lane, out to Endoff. High ball, 3, and drained it. Streaks call timeout, down 4. 56-52. Justin drew some rain with that high arc.
And big-time hit there by Justin. He's made a couple of them this period here to keep us within striking distance. Again, all-out full-court press here, looking to trap, try to get a turnover and a live ball turnover and score, and right back at it again here. And also playing for the second part of this, the plan B of it, go for the steal and then have to foul.
49.6 seconds remaining. How long do you, if Quincy gets it inbounds, how long do you go before you foul?
You look to try to get a steal off of the ball handler, but you really look to try to steal the pass, and then you can't go more than, a one-pass situation here and a steal, and then you've got a foul because time is such a factor.
McCants will guard the inbound. Kreider runs baseline, spins, needs to get it inbounds. Finally does find Reese. Streaks try to trap him on the sideline, and a foul on Mitchell Sampson as they get it into the hands of Smith just inside of half court. And a little blocking foul on Mitchell Sampson. Stops the clock with 46.9 seconds remaining. So even if he makes both free throws here, it's still a two-possession game. And they put one of their best free throw shooters at the line. Again, Jaden Smith, 4-for-4 in the quarter, 6-for-6 for the game. And the first one up and in.
He's just been automatic here.
Yeah, he's just comfortable there now. Found his rhythm, 5-point lead, 57-52. Streaks looking for their first win down here in 3 years. Second one up and off the front of the rim. Rebound deflected, batted around, and it finds its way back to Jaden Smith. Quincy kept it alive, and now they have to foul Adante Kreider in the far corner with 38.9 seconds to
go. And that was just a killer there. We got a miss. We couldn't secure a rebound. More time got ran off, and another foul, and back in the same spot again here, but with another 10 to 12 seconds run off the clock.
Adante Kreider only 59% from the free throw line on the season. 5-point Quincy lead, 39 seconds to go. The first one's off the mark. So even if he makes a second one, it's still a two-possession game if the Streaks can find somebody in rhythm to put up a good three-point shot.
And it's got to be with a sense of urgency right now.
Second one by Kreider and a lane violation on Quincy. And they pointed over to Reese on that one.
In too early. So our basketball off that turnover.
Yep, so they got no points out of that. Turns out to be a good foul by the Streaks, I guess, but still took more time off the clock. Price will get it across midcourt. Tries to shake on Kreider. Gets it over to Endoff. Dropped the ball. Picks it up. And a blocking foul called. And a little head check by Adante Kreider. Again, I saw Justin's neck kind of flip backwards. So that stops the clock. 32 seconds to go. And two free throws for Justin Endoff. Down five.
Coach Douglas is pulling out whatever Harry has left
no
there.
No doubt.
With the clock stopped here and us being able to score points here.
Endoff, 65% in the season. First one good. Justin making a play for a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. The two big threes here in the fourth quarter and now a free throw. Second one would get the Streaks to a one-possession game down four right now with 32 seconds to play.
And a little offense for defense substitution, or excuse me, defense for offense, which was Sampson back in the ball game.
Endoff
he makes them
both.
Here we go.
57-54. Streaks need a turnover. They get it into the hands of Reese, and Cunningham fouls him right away. Reese 17 out of 19 on the season at the free throw line, but 0-for-1 tonight.
Well, we're going to have it. We're going to have Kane at the line here. Excuse me, not Kane, but we're going to have
Rupert. Yeah,
at the line.
That's the guy they won. That's the guy I thought they had fouled earlier. He's only 1 out of 5 on the season. So good foul by the Silver Streaks. 29.4 seconds remaining. Brady Rupert, first one up and off the back iron.
Have a chance here. Let's get another miss here. Push the ball.
29.4 seconds remaining. Quinn Anderson back in for the Streaks as Mitchell Sampson will sit down. So now the offense for defense. Brady Rupert, a sophomore. 6 points tonight. All coming in the middle quarters. 1-for-6 at the free throw line on the season. It's a quiet Blue Devil gym. He makes the second one, though. It's a 4-point
That's a big
Quincy
free throw,
lead.
So it's a two-possession game here.
Streaks don't need a three across midcourt. Eric Price, 26 seconds to go. Shoots the long three off the rim. Anderson got a hand on the rebound, but it was poked away by Adante Kreider. Into the front court, Jaden Smith, and fouled by Price. Third foul of the game on Eric Price. And Jaden Smith will go to the line to shoot two here. 17.2 seconds to go. Don't like the shot, Steve. I know we got to get a quick shot, and I know we need to get it, but I don't like the shot.
Tough shot selection there, yes.
First one up and in by Smith.
And that makes it very difficult now.
It was a two. It's still going to be a two-possession game. Streaks down four. And Eric Price comes out, and Mike Reynolds has a very displeased look on his face, and I got to believe it's about that last shot. So now the Streaks do need a three with 16 seconds to go, down six. Cunningham's going to shoot a long one, and it's an air ball. Kreider with a rebound. Streaks going to let him go. Oh, he got a late foul called. End off on a reach from the backside of Kreider. Oh, I guess they called it on Milan instead. His first. So Kreider at the free throw line. Streaks missed a big opportunity to get a road win down here at Quincy tonight. 7.4 seconds remaining, down six.
And had a really, really tough fourth quarter in all ways here. Got out-rebounded, turned it over. Some poor decision-making here. And Quincy, tip your cap to them. They took advantage of it and made foul shots here. Big time down the stretch here to secure a win.
Kreider makes them both. 8-point Quincy lead. Streaks ball, 7.4 seconds to go. Across midcourt, McCants fires a long three. Riley Milan with the rebound, put back. And the whistle blew. Mike Reynolds said, no, I did not want a timeout. 2 seconds, 0.2 seconds showing. So all Quincy has to do is inbound, and they'll get their second conference win of the season and their 7th overall. So we're just waiting for the formality. The inbound and the horn, and the streaks fall. 62-56 on the road here at Quincy. Galesburg drops to 11-8. They're 1-4 in the Western Big Six. Quincy 7-9 and 2-3 in conference play. Post game up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at breedlovesports.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Michelle Bazzari from WGIL with this community reminder. The Central Illinois Abate will host their annual Black and Chrome Ball on Saturday, February 9th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Best Western Prairie Inn. Tickets are $40 and include a meal and dancing. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The official WGIL forecast. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 p.m. for tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected for tonight with snow likely. Could be heavy at times with patchy blowing snow through the overnight hours and low at 23. 3 to 7 inches of accumulation is possible. Then for tomorrow, cloudy, snow likely before noon. Areas of blowing snow as well and temperatures falling to the upper teens with a wind chill of zero and wind gusts nearing 35 miles per hour. Currently, it's 30 degrees.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Disappointing loss for the Galesburg Silver Streaks on the road at Quincy. If you're ever going to beat Quincy, this really would have been a great year to do it. Jirel Brock not here. Zaria Smith-Palmer not on the team anymore. And Silver Streaks still couldn't get the job done. They come away with a loss, 62-56. They drop to 11-8 and 1-4 in the Western Big Six. First order of business, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yeah, down the stretch, we struggled. We had a tough period, but Justin Enhoff really tried to do some things, made a couple threes, got a rebound, made some foul shots. Justin Enhoff did his part here. We just couldn't get get over the top with the ball club. So Justin Inhofe is our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game tonight here against the Quincy Blue Devils.
And 8 of his 10 points in the fourth quarter, trying to keep the streaks in the game and rally them back. Galesburg cut a 7-point deficit down to 3 late at 57-54, but couldn't get much done the rest of the way. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, look through our post-game statistics, and talk things over with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. It's going to be a pretty brief post-game here, as brief as we can keep it, so we can get on the road and start to make the trek back home. 62-56 the final. Quincy wins it. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
In basketball, it's your defense's job to keep the other team from scoring, just like your car insurance policy is supposed to protect you when you have an accident. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy. Craddy Insurance and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the perfect team to keep you out of foul trouble. I'll discuss your needs and we'll select the right coverage for you. Call me today at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg for a free auto insurance estimate with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Did your parents get a new ride?
Tell me it's not a Toyota.
It's definitely a Toyota.
I want a new Toyota.
They're beautiful, they're functional, and they're the most dependable brand on the market. So the question isn't who's driving a Toyota. The question is, who wouldn't want to drive a Toyota? Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota. The 2019s have arrived, so stop by and start test driving. I promise we'll make the buying process so easy. The hardest part will be deciding between Harbor Gray Metallic and Galactic Aqua Mica. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
GalesburgToyota.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks fall 62-56. They go to 11-8 on the season and 1-4 in the Western Big Six. Let's run through our post-game statistics. And our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
Shooting-wise, Streaks tonight, 21 out of 50 for 42%, and we were only 3 out of 18 with a 3-ball, and we're struggling with that right now, and that's only 16%, and we made 2 of those in the fourth period. Justin Inhofe had those.
Yep.
Quincy, 18 out of 45, 40%, so we outscored them from the field significantly here tonight. They made up ground and win the ball game at the foul line. They were 5 out of 20 with a 3-ball for 25%. We out-rebounded them 33-26, but that's misleading in that they out-rebounded us in the fourth period 11-4, and that was certainly one of those contributing factors to the loss tonight there in the fourth period. Turnover-wise, we had 5 in the fourth period for a total of 15. Again, two critical ones there in the middle of the period that really jump-started Quincy's run to victory here, and they had 4 late in the period, and they ended up with 11 for the game. So 15 turnovers for us, 11 for them.
Free throws, Quincy 20 out of 25, Silver Streaks 13 out of 20. We'll talk with Mike Reynolds when we come back from Quincy after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know those people who can build anything? I'm not one of them either. But you don't need to be, because the guys at Courtright Construction are. They're master craftsmen that'll take on every project on your list. Give them a call to get your project on the books. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Congratulations to Pam Kuhn of Galesburg, who won $20 when she was spotted wearing the white WGIL button. To find out how to get your button, go to WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks fall at Quincy 62-56. Sophomores won tonight 50-46. Justin Inhofe, our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, 8 points in the fourth quarter, trying to rally these Silver Streaks back. Knocked down 2 big three-pointers, had a couple of free throws. And again, no games tomorrow at the King Tournament. Want to reiterate that again as we wait for head coach Mike Reynolds to stop by for some post-game comments. All the games for the Galesburg boys in the King Tournament. The Galesburg girls games at Lincoln have been called off for tomorrow. And as far as anybody's concerned from the boys' side, they're going to try to play those games on Monday. And if you had a schedule for the King Tournament, you can. It's basically tomorrow's schedule that'll be played on Monday now. Basically, there are a few adjustments to it, but by and large, it's tomorrow's schedule for Monday. So the Silver Streaks boys will play Dunlap. That's a 10 o'clock start on Monday morning. Our pregame will be right around 9:40 on Monday morning. And then the Streaks' last game of the day will be against Danville. That'll be a matchup. 6 o'clock is the scheduled tip-off there. So our pregame about 5:35 coming up Monday night. So two games for the Galesburg boys, none tomorrow in the King Tournament due to, of course, the winter weather warning that's now in effect. Galesburg sophomores also will play a game against Springfield's sophomores in that King Tournament on Monday. That'll be a 1 o'clock time. In between, there's a Danville-Minooka game, Springfield and Dunlap, and then Minooka will play Moline. So real hodgepodge. You see a lot of different teams in one big long day of basketball at the gym, and given the weather, might not be a bad place to be. Hunker down, get some warmth, have some food, and watch some good games on Monday.
And that last game on Monday night, Danville is an outstanding ball club. Yep. and fun to watch, so you get a real treat watching them, and I'm sure Coach Reynolds will come up with a good game plan, and should be an interesting game.
So here tonight, the Streaks, disappointing, you know, so many teams come down to Quincy and just, you know, it's always a hard place to win. But I can't help but feel that Coach, when he gets up here, is going to be really frustrated with this one. Again, no, you know, we've seen this team in situations where they've been close. Quincy's had a lot of these games, too. Game was there for the taking. And once again, the Streaks couldn't find a way to get over the top. Here we thought with that win over Morton last week.
Yeah.
Nice win over Limestone. You know, maybe things were kind of start to shake out in the right direction. But here tonight, just some really tough turnovers at a really bad time of the game.
And, Brad, I thought this was a microcosm of our season, where we'll play really well in spurts and then, you know, go the opposite direction. There's not a real consistent level, and it's really good or it's really poor, and lots of it's bad decision-making, and a lot of it is from that lack of focus sometimes, where we lose our concentration and make some poor decisions and so on. They always play hard. They're always, you know, working and trying to do things the right way. It just it doesn't come out that way. And in the fourth period tonight, we really went south. And again, credit the Blue Devils. They seized the opportunity here tonight. And they certainly are their record is not indicative of the nice ball club that they are.
Yeah.
At 6-9 coming in here tonight, because they have played a really tough schedule, and they've got some people that are doing a good job, that do a good job and are a good ball club and know their roles.
Talking about it being a microcosm of the season, you know, we've talked at times earlier this season, and Mike Reynolds has pointed out specifically, you know, you got to learn to defend without fouling, and I felt like that came back in a not very positive way for us tonight, too.
It really hamstrung us tonight a lot, because guys had to go to the bench with fouls, not play the minutes they normally played. We're about being aggressive, and that takes some of your aggressiveness away. So the foul trouble really did hurt us tonight, and we both talked about that as we saw the fouls mounting, that it would really hurt us down the stretch, and then you put together their ability to shoot free throws really, really good here, and you got a real problem.
So the Silver Streaks again dropped to 11-8 on the season. They finished the first half run through the Western Big Six at 1-4. Quincy's now 2-3 in conference play and 7-9 on the season. Still waiting a word from head coach Mike Reynolds. You've been in these lockers. He's usually pretty quick to come out.
Here he comes now. And I think there was extra time here tonight, because I felt like that we didn't play with poise down the stretch.
Uh-huh.
And like you said, we let one get away here that we felt like we really had an opportunity to win. And I'm sure he's very frustrated being the competitor he is. And these are tough ones to swallow. He's a real competitor. And these kinds of things, as I say, are not the kind of nights that he likes to have.
Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach, we'll keep this short because we know everybody wants to get on the road and head back. In the fourth quarter, those two turnovers at half court, we felt like that was kind of the real key turning point of the game. We're hanging in there, and then we dug a big hole.
Special. You know, we threw it right to him twice.
Right.
After we didn't get the rebound. You know, you get the first rebound, you don't have to worry about fouling and doing all that dumb stuff. Get the rebound. We had the advantage on the glass six or seven times there in the second half, tapping the ball around. Can't win tapping the ball around. So at some point, can't we miss as many point-blank shots as we could get. Missed 100 of them. And we can say maybe he got bumped or he got fouled, but they're 14-year-old freshmen twice there in the fourth quarter, back and laid it in. So if a 14-year-old Benelli tonight, the contact was too much for him.
And I know and I know your frustration. I was telling Brad that. I know we felt like this is one we could get in the way that it ended. Fourth period is not something that we usually really struggle with. We finish strongly. What do you attribute something like that? And I know if you could answer that and have the answer, you'd have it corrected. But what do you feel like was our struggle tonight?
Well, you
got to
make winning plays. I mean, we had three plays right there in a row that took the game from basically a one possession or tied game to down seven. You know, whatever. I mean, you can't give a team on their home court that many layups. We gave them 62 points. Some of those were on free throws. Some of them weren't, but we got any shot we wanted whenever we wanted it. At some point, somebody's going to have a little toughness around the rim and finish a basket. You know, so.
We've talked at times throughout the season, you want defense without fouling. I felt like we took a step back in that category today. Do you attribute this to footwork? Do you attribute this to reaching, not being in the right position? Where did that get us into trouble tonight?
Well, those guys, give Quincy credit. They fought through the contact and went to the rim, where our guys, when they hit the contact, they stop. That's how you get free throws. You know, I don't think we played defense any different than normal. You know, we had some laps there on the screen roll stuff that we were doing a few different things on, but we shied away from contact. They plowed right through contact. And when you plow through contact, you pretty much get a call. You know, they had six, seven charges in the first half. I thought all of them were good calls except for one. And, we're good enough. You know, at some point, you either got to be better or we're going to have to find somebody else.
Final thoughts, Steve?
Yeah, Coach, we got Monday a doubleheader. Nothing tomorrow. What's your...
Well, we're going to play Danville, who would beat them by 40. So it should be a lot of fun on Monday if we don't get tougher in 2 days.
We know you'll have them at it. Be careful going home, Coach. Thanks for your time. Silver Streaks fall tonight by 6
on
the
road. And that's as frustrated as I've seen in a while. And I understand, absolutely understand his frustration here in that our ball club tonight couldn't get the job done and had an opportunity to get the job done tonight and let it slip through our fingers. So I can sure feel his frustration and understand it.
Well, and there wasn't anything that I felt like he was saying that we hadn't already seen. So he didn't see anything differently than what we saw up here either. So just as well, just to let him get on the road, and we'll get on the road as well.
Sleep it off and come back and refresh and try to get after it with a doubleheader win on Monday.
Well, the kids might sleep it off. We know Mike.
No, he won't sleep it off, yeah.
All right, so the Streaks fall tonight 62-56. And again, they're 11-8 on the season. Sophomores do pull off the victory here on the road 50-46. Our thanks to James Noble, our broadcast engineer at the downtown studios. Steve Cheeseman to my right. Again, we'll be back with you for Galesburg High School boys basketball in that doubleheader on Monday. Coach mentioned the Danville game. That's the night game. First game will be Dunlap at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we'll be back with you all. Folks, stay warm, stay safe, be careful, and have a good 3-day holiday weekend. Good night from Quincy High School.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.